I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Roy Disney has stepped down as vice chairman of the Disney Corporation. His uncle was Walt. But Roy Disney is not going quietly. He's calling yet again for the company chairman and CEO, Michael Eisner, one of the best-known businessmen in the entire country, to resign. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, was Roy Disney's resignation a surprise?
Well, yes and no. It's certainly no big secret that Roy Disney and Michael Eisner aren't the best of friends. In fact, Disney has called for Eisner's resignation before. But Disney is actually being forced to leave because of a retirement policy that was put in place by the company's board of directors just last year. He's 73. The new mandatory retirement age is 72. He was up for renomination to the board, and the nominating committee decided against recommending him because of this new rule, so he resigned.
So he sent this letter to Michael Eisner, and what did it say?
Well, first off, he says that it should be Eisner leaving, not him, and he accuses Eisner of basically marginalizing him on the board. And Alex, the sad part of this whole story is really that Roy Disney was instrumental in hiring Michael Eisner back 20 years ago, 1984. Mm. So the turn of this relationship is of quite epic proportions.
Do you think, or do observers think, that this new age ruling on the part of the Disney board, is this thing just a way to get rid of Roy Disney because he's critical?
Well, some might see it that way, but he's not the first to get the boot because of this age policy. There was another board member who was dropped, and a couple of others are due for release, I guess, next time they're up for renomination. One is 76, and the other is 77. So you can't really say that this was purely to get Roy Disney off the board.
How likely is it that Michael Eisner is going to read this letter and say, geez, you know, he's right, it's time for me to go? Or is the board going to say, it's time for him to go?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation for the last year, at least, that he was going to lose his job. But as I said, the company's actually started to pull itself out of the hole that it was in. And Roy Disney can't do a whole lot as a shareholder. He owns less than 1% of the company. But Eisner's contract is up in 3 years, but we really don't know at this point what's going to happen. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into whether healthcare of the future might entail more personal responsibility.
All right. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.